Let us pray. O Lord, may our ears be attentive to your word and our hearts open to do your will. Amen. Do please take a seat. Due to Easter falling late this year, we are currently in the liturgical season of ordinary time, a time between Epiphany and Lent, today being two Sundays before Lent begins. Epiphany being a season of revelation and enlightenment following the celebrations of Christmas, and Lent, a time of self-examination and penitence in the run-up to Easter and the Passion, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. Ordinary time when the rhythms of life and worship are not necessarily punctuated by the joys and wonder of contemplating Emmanuel, Jesus as God with us, nor punctuated by reflection on the helplessness we have in rescuing ourselves from our sins, save for the mercy and grace of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice made for us. However, as our frantic and chaotic lives often suggest, our lives are anything but ordinary and are regularly punctuated by all sorts of challenges and opportunities. So how do we mediate the ups and downs of our lives and find that balance between jubilant celebration when things are going well and woeful despondency when things are not as good? Well, God is always with us and always has been with us. It is not just for Christmas that he is Emmanuel. Right back in those early days of creation, we read in Genesis of a God who is intimately involved and connected with human life. And this second creation account we had as our first lesson has God creatively forming us from the dust of the ground, breathing his very life into us through our nostrils. We may often reflect that we are made in the image of God from the first creation account in Genesis. But we have his very life within us, his Holy Spirit, if you like, life that brought all things that were created into being. As Paul eloquently says in his letter to the church at Colossae in chapter 1, verse 17, God as Christ is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And in holding all things together, God has provided for us in the garden of creation. Sadly, our world is no longer a garden of Eden, with the fallen nature of our humanity staining its beauty and diversity. Its abundant provision for everybody's needs is more often than not diverted to be the selfish and taken for granted supply of wants and must-haves for those who are more privileged. The creation account goes on to describe the naming of all the animals as potential helpers and partners for us. And who can deny the therapeutic help and recreative energy we get from seeing perhaps the swarming shoals of fish in a coral reef, or the variety of prawn fry we might dredge up from the village pond, or the sight of wild animals running free in the savannah of Africa, or perhaps red kites flying over Rowney Woods at Debden. And recently there's been a growing interest of pat dogs, I think they're called, and other animals being taken into care homes, not just primary schools for education, but into residential care homes for their therapeutic value to those being looked after. People often quote, being close to nature makes them aware of and think about God. So in our journey through life, through all its ups and downs, let us be constantly aware of God all around us, helping us in all that we do. God is in all of creation and works through all of creation for our ultimate good and flourishing. And we flourish supremely when we are in relationship with the one who formed us, recognising our brokenness, but receiving his goodness for us in Jesus. However, being honest with ourselves, there are times when it doesn't feel like that. Times when we are all at sea with ourselves, our family or friends, and with God. We perhaps literally feel like a ship tossed in a storm. And that brings us neatly to our gospel reading, with the disciples caught in such a storm. It was an ordinary trip, something they would have done lots of times before as fishermen. But the violent winds and waves were threatening to overwhelm them. This is so like real life. Things going to plan, a journey through life heading in the right direction, when out of the blue we find ourselves in a storm with chaos all around us and our hopes and dreams sinking fast. For all intents and purposes, it seems like God has fallen asleep. But like the disciples, we need to turn to Jesus, but not just as a cry for help, more like a continual dialogue, a persistence that may seem like we are keeping God awake, though in reality, he keeps us in tune and in touch with what he wants in our lives. God in his creation is all around us and is for our flourishing and prosperity. Yet in creation there are storms, and sometimes violent storms and hurricanes. But thankfully, after the storm comes the calm, the purified clean air, the majestic skies perhaps showing dark and grey storm clouds receding in one direction, and the sparkling sun and vivid colours rising in the other. God hasn't left us, although we may have left God. And even if the storm lingers, in the words of Jesus, we need to have faith. Faith that whatever our prevailing circumstances is answered in the promises of Revelation. And the New Testament reading for today, Revelation 4, particularly shows a vision of heavenly worship, which we are all invited to take part in, should we hold fast to that faith in Jesus. Knowing that whatever our circumstances are now, we will ultimately worship in a new heaven and a new earth where there are no more tears or pain or sorrow. So in conclusion then, how do we live more trusting in God's presence with us and thankfulness for his good provision for us in creation? And there are two initiatives at St Mary's at the moment that I believe will help us in this. One is the launch of home groups, small fellowship groups that will meet midweek where we can grow and learn together as disciples of Christ, praying and reading the Bible together, encouraging and supporting one another through the storms of life, being the presence of Jesus to one another. No previous experience is required, no set qualifications or Bible knowledge needed, just a willingness to grow in faith, to weather whatever storms of life throws at us, and a compassion to stand with others through the ups and downs of life. And a second initiative is a newly formed eco group. If we want to be more aware of God in creation all around us, and through that creation to know of his care and provision for us, then I suggest we need to care and provide for that very creation itself. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 charges us to be fruitful and multiply and to subdue all creation. And by subdue, I think that means it is to control and orientate it to be productive and benevolent for ourselves and for others. As God works through creation for our benefit, so we must also work through and with creation for the benefit of all humankind, now and in future generations. The Eco Group and the resources and guidance that they will in time share with us is a good place to start. It may be ordinary time in the church's liturgical year, but with God, there is no ordinary. Let us find him in the creation of life all around us, and know him in weathering the storms our journey through life creates for us. Amen.